air an interview with a young rock climber called Kaylee Shu. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome back to Youth Sport Weekly. My guest today is 16-year-old Kaylee Shu from Qasim, who's just come back from a junior climbing competition in Innsbruck, Austria. Kaylee, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, let's start at the beginning. How did you first get into climbing? I read somewhere it was your school that introduced you.
Actually, a lot of people think that, because our school does have a climbing club, but I didn't join that until much later. It really started when I was about 9. My uncle took me to an indoor climbing gym for my birthday, just as a fun activity, and I completely fell in love with it that first day. I begged my parents to let me go back every weekend after that.
Wow, 9 years old. And now here you are, competing internationally. Tell us about Innsbruck. How were you feeling right before your final climb?
Honestly, before the semi-final, I was a wreck. My hands were shaking. I could barely eat breakfast. But by the final, something shifted. I'd already done better than I expected just by getting there. So I think I stopped worrying about the result and just focused on enjoying the climb. I actually felt really calm going up the wall, which surprised me.
That's a great mindset. Now, training for something like this must take a lot of work. What was the hardest part of preparing?
People always guess it's the physical training, like building arm strength. But honestly, my body adapted to that pretty quickly. The real challenge was the schedule. I train 4 evenings a week, and with school homework and tests, finding time to sleep properly was much harder than any climbing wall.
That's a lot to juggle. Some young athletes say they feel a lot of pressure from coaches or parents to win. What's your take on that?
I've been lucky, honestly. My coach always says the placing doesn't matter, only whether I climbed better than my last competition. I do think, though, that some young climbers put way too much pressure on themselves, more than any adult puts on them. I try to remind myself it's still meant to be fun.
And speaking of results, you finished 4th in Innsbruck, just outside the medals. How did that feel?
People keep saying so close, like I should be gutted about it, but I'm genuinely not. 4th in the world for my age group, on my first international trip? I was really proud walking off that wall. Maybe if I'd trained differently I'd have felt frustrated, but the way that competition went, I have zero regrets.
That's a brilliant attitude. Last question, a lot of schools here don't offer climbing at all. Do you think that should change?
Definitely, yeah. I know not every school has the space or the budget for a climbing wall, so I get why it's difficult. But climbing teaches you problem solving and how to deal with fear in a way I don't think any other school sport really does. Even just one taster session could change a kid's life, like it did mine.
Kaylee Shu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.